What's up, Atlanta? It's a Tuesday with Turtle. Got you for one. That's right, 1 hour. Today is a sprint. Here for a good time, not a long time. So line them up. 404-726-0929. Going to take your calls immediatamente right now because I only got an hour. So let's go, Falcons fans. Hawks pregame coming your way at the top of the hour. Should be a really good game, minus a couple of stars, though. But let's see. Battle of attrition. Which team has better depth? Can guys like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Dyson Daniels, Onyeka Okongwu, Jalen Johnson continue to lead this team? I'm excited to watch this game tonight with the Atlanta Hawks returning home to State Farm after a phenomenal West Coast swing for one game, and then they're back on the road. So this is going to be a big one tonight at State Farm, taking on the red-hot Detroit Pistons. Orin, what, they win 10 in a row? The Detroit Pistons, wow, that's impressive. And the last couple without Cade, right? And I think he's out again tonight. And Trey, obviously, we know is out as well. So a ton going on there. We'll get into the Hawks more. Georgia, are they the best team in the country right now? They might be playing like it. We'll talk about that tomorrow because I got a full show tomorrow. But we obviously need to start with the Falcons. I did the Falcons flyover on Sunday, and that was tough. Not tough because I was talking to y'all. I absolutely love talking to y'all, and we're going to do it again tonight. We'll do it every night here on Chris Thomas Tonight. You know that. It's your place to go to. I am loving so much my late night fam here because y'all, I can tell when we have these conversations, a lot of y'all, this is y'all's first chance to get to talk about the events of the day. You're at work all day, you're driving home, or you're at the office, or you're working from home, and you get off, and it's like, man, I've been listening to Dukes and Bell, but I haven't had the chance to call in. So let me call in to Turtle, and we'll talk. And I can tell that that's a lot of what's going on, and I absolutely love being that vessel for you guys to talk to, and I love talking with y'all. We have passionate and spirited conversations at 404-726-0929. And at this juncture of the season for the Falcons, the conversations are the most passionate and the most emotional. And right now it's tough. Right now it is really, really tough to suffer what's going on right now. Michael Penix Jr. out at least the next 4 weeks. That really stinks because at 3-7, that was the as John Fricke once said, Taco Fall. Taco Fall will be the attraction. Michael Penix Jr. will be the attraction. But now he's out for the next 4 weeks. So the ability to watch him grow and develop was going to be your main focal point for the rest of the season. Now it's Kirk. We'll see what Kirk can do. No Drake London this weekend. It's about as bad as it can get. And that's where we are right now. 404-726-0929. As I was going through this morning and get myself set up for the week, coming up with some of the topics I'd like to talk to y'all about regarding the Falcons, the Hawks, college football, and otherwise. I put out a tweet last night, and a lot of y'all have responded. So the natural place to start tonight is with this tweet, because it has everything to do with the state of the Falcons right now, as well as the future of this organization. And the tweet I put out, at C Thomas Radio, give me a follow if you don't already, and we can chat all things Atlanta sports, again, at C Thomas Radio, is a list of names. I just simply rattled off a list of names. And it says the following. Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, Drake London, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, David Onyemata, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Billy Bowman, Xavier Watts, and A.J. Terrell. And then I wrote one sentence. These players alone should make you better than 3-7. It's coaching. And I firmly believe that. Because that roster that I just listed off right there, almost every single one of those players is a current or future Pro Bowl level player. You have a lot of them on your team. And that's without including Michael Penix Jr. and Kyle Pitts and other guys that could be on the rise, a Ruka Rororo, a Brandon Dorlus. I'm talking about the guys that you have in the building right now that are ready to go. that aren't developmental pieces. Terry Fontenot did a damn good job in this draft, man. He got four of those guys. Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Billy Bowman, Xavier Watts. They're all really good players right now. The future is really bright for those guys. So here's my question. 404-726-0929. Of course, the Falcons therapy couch is open. We could talk about whatever you'd like, because we always do that on a Monday or a Tuesday, depending when I'm on after a game. Any Falcons topic is on the table. But I'd also like you to answer this question. 404-726-0929. The names I just rattled off, does it do one of two things for you? Does it make you excited that there's still a lot of hope on this team because of those players? Because if you lock up Bijan and Drake and Lindstrom's here, Matthews is here, Jesse Bates is here, Caden Ellis is here, all those guys are here. The only one who may not be here is Algier. We'll see what they do in the offseason. But I just listed off a dozen guys that are the foundation of your football team. Does that make you more excited that once, you know, we figure this whole thing out, get the ball rolling, make necessary changes, hopefully finish the season strong, that you come back with a core that you can count on? Or does it make you more frustrated that you have this core and you're 3-7? Because I will entertain both sides of the argument here. It's very easy to make the case for either side. Well, hey, you know what? You lost 4 one-score games to really good teams. You know, coaching, maybe some changes made. You come back, you have your core, you get Penix back healthy, and you're ready to rock. Or is it, no, we were all in. This roster's good enough. I am just beyond frustrated at the fact that we didn't get it done. So 404-726-0929 is the number to get involved. Again, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, Drake London, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, David Onyemata, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Billy Bowman, Xavier Watts, AJ Terrell. Those players alone should make you better than 3-7. So it's coaching. It's coaching. So if the coaching situation gets fixed, are you excited about all this talent that's on this team and what could come? Or are you more frustrated at the fact that you have this talent and you're still 3-7? Because you could be optimistic. This season, as bad as it is not indicative of what the future of this team should be. In my opinion, if you get the right coaches in place, this thing could be a one-year fix. It really could. This thing could be a one-year fix. Try to finish this season strong. Try to beat the Saints, the Bucs, the Jets, everybody else. Beat the teams you should beat. Let these young players, Billy Bowman, Pierce, AJ Terrell, Watts, let them get better. Let them continue to grow. Jeff Ulbrich, I mean, I got to be honest, I think it's overrated because he's given up such colossally big numbers to some of these offenses, but I think he's done a decent job overall. Let him continue to groom these young pieces. Hopefully Kirk Cousins can spark something going under center with this offense. Hopefully you get Drake back. Or are you just like, no, Turtle, I am incredibly frustrated because of those names you just listed that this team is sitting here at 3-7. So we'll take your calls, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Xavier, Jay, Scott, Ron, Vincent, Norris are all up first. As soon as we get back, just hang tight. I'm with you till 7, taking your calls on the Falcons. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app. Got full phone lines. We're going to get right to them. Just want to remind you on Chris Thomas tonight, with you till 7, to join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at The Morning Shift. That's the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons fans, you know the drill. It's a Monday or a Tuesday, and I'm on the air after a game. Therapy couch is open. You can talk about whatever topic you'd like, but I also do have a topic for you as well. I put out a tweet yesterday that went a little viral, and it's got people buzzing in the comments section. Again, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, Drake London, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, David Onyemata, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Billy Bowman, Xavier Watts, and AJ Terrell. Those players alone should make you better than 3-7. It's coaching. It's coaching. Are you more frustrated by that right now, or are you actually excited because once this situation figures itself out, you get through the rest of the season, hopefully you win some games along the way and you see more development from some of those young guys and you see Bijan continue to grow as one of the best, if not the best running backs in the league, you're actually excited because you feel like the tools are there. They're just not being utilized properly. Xavier starts us off. Xavier, you're in the game.
Hey, what's going on, Turtle?
Yo.
I would say that I ain't going to say frustrated. You know, if you know me, I'm more of your pessimistic guy. This is the reason why I feel like we keep feeling, I guess, disappointment. I think we're constantly overrating this roster. I think half the people you named, yeah, they're good for our football team, but in the totality of like the league and even of our conference, they're not as great as your playoff teams that's really going to make a push. I think of all the people on our roster, you should probably on offense, you can name Bijan, you can name Drake and Chris Lindstrom. That's about it. On defense, you can name A.J. Terrell. And we have a lot of great young talent rookies, but that's it. They're rookies. This is the reason why I blame Terry. You waited way too little too late. Yes, that last class was good, but most of your other class was not that great. We don't have enough talent, and we should have a lot more talent than this. You've been here for 5 years. You should have a lot more talent than this. We don't have a lot of elite players.
Well, Xavier, let me push back a little bit. Hang on, I'll let you finish. I think the frontline talent's there. I think where you're right about Terry Fontenot not getting enough players is on the backups, though. Because look what happened. Divine Diablo is a stud. He went down. The whole defense fell apart. So, Xavier, I think you're half right. I think Fontenot is to blame, but it's not because of the starters. It's because there's literally no backups.
Divine Diablo is a really good linebacker who's playing really well. But the fact that we were saying Divine Diablo was our savior on defense is an issue in itself. Divine Diablo. Come on.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. And I appreciate the phone call, Xavier. Thanks for checking in. Don't disrespect Divine Diablo. He was playing at an all-pro level when he went down. Make no mistake about that, Xavier. I think you're underrating a lot of these guys. Caden Ellis is a top-five linebacker in the NFL. We know Jesse Bates is a top-three safety in the NFL. A.J. Terrell's a top-10-12 corner in the NFL. Chris Lindstrom is a top-three guard in the NFL. Jake Matthews, while he's not great, he's been a top 15 left tackle his entire career. He's gotten some penalties this year, but he's definitely still very solid. So, Xavier, I think I understand what you're saying, and it definitely could feel like there's some home cooking, but I don't think so. I think all the players that I named are really talented. I think it's coaching. I really, really do. Let's see what Jay thinks. Jay, you're in the game.
Hey, what's up, Toto?
Yo.
Hey, man, look, I'm going to just say this. I don't care if we were the 85 Bears, okay, at this point. It's not the players. I mean, we have the players. All right, we got a good team. You know, we drafted the players like, you know, who we wanted to, but it comes down to coaching. You know, Raheem the Dream, that offensive coordinator, D coordinator, the whole staff, you know what I'm saying, can go. And you know, and I'm gonna say this too. I'm gonna throw out a monkey wrench, and I've been saying it for a while now. I think it's about time for Arthur Blank. Hey man, come on now. The man about 100 years old. Look, just go ahead and sell the team, dog. Just sell the team. You know, we can see who can do it with somebody else.
Well, Jay, here's the thing, and I appreciate the phone call. He's not selling the team. It's going to stay in the family. Arthur Blank, I think the one criticism that you can make, which is fair, is that he, Oren, trusts his people, I'm going to use a big word now, implicitly, meaning all-encompassing, meaning full stop. If you're my guy, if you're Rich McKay, if you're Greg Beatles, if you're somebody that's up there in that front office, if you're Terry, if you're Rod, guys that we all decided to bring into the building, I trust you implicitly. No margin for error. Like, you have my 150% backing. And I think right now, as the owner, it would be up to him to take a hard look in the mirror and take a hard look at his personnel and say, is this working? So, Jay, while sell the team, it's not going to happen. We're wasting our breath. Arthur Blank is a great man who's done great things for the city and wants to win and invest in the team. That's all you can ask for in an owner. Arthur Blank, again, I said this on the Falcons flyover on Sunday and last week here on the station, and I'll say it again now. Arthur Blank is not going to Zach Robinson and saying, can you run the pistol less, please? Can you put Michael Penix Jr. under shotgun? That's not what he does. He trusts his people to make the right decisions. And right now, his people, unfortunately, are failing him. And that's what it comes down to. 404-726-0929. But this is not an, I refuse to say this is an Arthur Blank issue. Arthur Blank, however, though, comma, I believe does need to have a hard look at his staff in the offseason and say which guys in my circle are making good decisions for this football team. Because Arthur Blank, the man, is going to continue to invest in the city, invest in the team, invest in players. It's not like he's sitting there like, you know, Snyder in Washington was, glad-handing everyone and telling you that the sky was green. That's not what Arthur Blank is doing. He wants this team to win. He's spending his hard-earned money on the team every offseason. He's not a meddling owner in the same sense that Jerry Jones is. He cares. But again, Arthur Blank is not sending messages from on above saying, you know, I want you to send Drake London down the middle of the field more instead of outside. That's not what he's doing. So we need to understand that. His people, though, maybe, we don't know. I'm not saying they are or they aren't. And I think he has to have a tough decision about who the people that he trusts implicitly are going forward. Scott's up next. Scott, what do you think?
Okay, first and foremost, did you happen to listen to Dukes and Bell and catch the Dave Archer very, very colorful interview?
I did.
Did
Scott,
you catch that?
I, of course, yes.
Did you find Dave Archer? I know he played, but did you find his comments kind of tone deaf, or was that just me?
Which comments are you referring to?
About how he completely was shifting the blame from the coaching staff and putting it all on the players.
No, because Scott, the one thing me and you need to realize, right, is Dave Archer spent many, many a day on an NFL field, not only on an NFL field, but as the captain of the team, not literally, but as the quarterback. So we have to trust that Arch, you know, when he says something, he's saying it from a place of, I know what I'm talking about because I did it literally, not.
Well, I get that, but everything that happens on that field is a direct reflection on the coaching staff.
That's
right. The players are the players, sure. But the coaching is what puts them in the proper positions, and to sit there and say it's all in the players doesn't sit well with me, and it shouldn't sit well with any fan. It's, you said it, you should hit the nail on the head. It's the coaching staff. That's what, if we had a better coaching staff, we would make the playoffs this year. We'd probably win at least one playoff game. So players are not making plays. He was right about that, but it's because they're not being put in the proper positions. So to answer your question, do I feel good about the core of this roster? No, I don't, and I'll tell you why. We're flashing at a few positions, but if we get a better coaching staff in here, a few people have mentioned this on social media and other places about potentially blowing it up, maybe fully or not at all, or I'm sorry, at a few spots. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think if we get a coaching staff in here, and if Arthur Blank's people stop meddling, and that's going to be a big key, as you said, if we can cut out the meddling, if we have a competent coaching staff that will get us over the hump, they're going to want complete control. Now, we're going to have to make the hard decisions on who stays and who goes. And if we run it back with this same core and just sprinkle in a few players, I mean, it all depends on the coaching staff. We come back to coaching. But if we get coaching staff in here that is going to blow it up or adds, or decides that Penix isn't the guy, what then? I mean, I think there's just too many questions right now, you know?
No,
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course, Scott. I appreciate it. And what I mean by Art with the Arch situation is, if you missed it, just go online, odyssey.com, and just click the Dukes and Bell page. It'll pop right up, and you can listen to the interview. Listen, Arch was on the field as a quarterback. He knows what it takes, and a very intelligent one at that. You know, when you're a quarterback in the league that doesn't have the God-given ability of a Matthew Stafford or, you know, a Cam Newton, like, you have to be really, really smart to play quarterback in the NFL. And Arch is that for sure. And you can hear it in the way he breaks down the games. I have the utmost respect for Arch, and it's only growing the longer I work with the radio station, just how tuned in he is to what the Falcons are doing every single week. He's looking at it when he provides his analysis. He's looking at it from the perspective of somebody who played the game. He knows, he can tell you in ways that you and I can't, I certainly can't. Oh, yeah, you know why this play didn't get made? Because Kyle Pitts ran the wrong route. You know why this play didn't get made? Because Bijan Robinson was supposed to hit the B gap and he hit the A gap. Like, that's what Arch can do. And none of us can do that. So when he's blaming the players, he's seeing the game in a way that we can and saying, yes, the coaches are making mistakes, obviously, as well. But, you know, there were seven plays during the game in which, you know, Kirk Cousins went to throw the ball to David Sills and he was on the wrong side of the route. You know, he went up when he was supposed to come back for the ball. Like, those are the things that Arch provides us here on 92.9 The Game that us, the laymans and the fans, can't see or understand. And that's why his analysis is so valuable. You can disagree with it. Scott, you know how I feel about this coaching staff. I think they're the sole reason that this thing is going down the toilet. That was the whole reason I put that tweet out that got so much attention. Because I do think the talent's there. I disagree with you. I do think the talent's there. But we shall see. 404-726-0929. Ron Vincent Swede leads us off when we get back. Got another segment to take your calls. 404-726-0929. Before we get back to the busy phone lines, just want to remind you to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. And it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover, immediately following each and every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Taking your calls. Got just a couple of minutes left, so right back to the busy phones on Chris Thomas tonight. 404-726-0929. Ron leads us off. Ron.
Hey. Hey, Turtle. What's going on, bro?
What's up, Ron?
Hey, I do agree with everything you said about the team. We do have a good team. And I disagree with the last caller. We do got some coaching issues. There's no doubt about it. But you guys bring us back down to earth. You're knowledgeable, and you tell us the right things to do and say. Dave Archer is an absolute genius at what he does. He did bring up some stuff today. But we did have a chance to win four games this year by one or two plays that we missed. So, yeah. I just think this team is there. It's just, dadgummit, we just got to get that hump over, you know what I mean? But you guys are what brings us back down to earth and makes sense of things. So I appreciate that. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, Ron, I appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words. I mean, listen, the Atlanta Falcons are not a doomed franchise right now. They are not in the same position as the Saints. They are not in the position that the Jets are in right now. They have talent. Again, all those names I just listed, those are all very talented players who make plays. Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. have seemed to found this like tag team rush thing that they're doing every week now, and it looks amazing. Caden Ellis is probably, I think Caden Ellis is a top five underrated player in the NFL. He just comes to work every single week and has 15 tackles and a sack. Every single week, he's so good. We know about Jesse Bates, All-Pro. We know about Chris Lindstrom, All-Pro. We know about Bijan Robinson, All-Pro. Tyler Allgeier, Pro Bowler. Drake London, All-Pro. There's no deny. Like, anyone who wants to deny the talent on this team, I think you're just looking at it all the wrong way. Now, again, I will say this. Depth, certainly an issue. Absolutely an issue. And needs to be addressed in the offseason. You can't lose Divine Diablo and have nowhere to go afterwards. Now, Ronnie Harrison actually has come in and done a decent job. But you can't have to panic to get there because J.D. Bertrand looks like a lost puppy on the field. You know? You can't lose Grady Jarrett in the offseason and give up you know, 500 combined yards to Christian McCaffrey and to Jonathan Taylor. That can't happen. You need to be able to fill those gaps. And guys like Rook and Dorlus are coming along, but they're not there yet. They're developing players. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Vincent is up next. Vincent.
Hey, Taylor, what's going on?
What up, man?
Hey, this is Vincent, man, from Tona Vision Sports, man. You can look me up on TikTok if you like, man. I'd love to have you for a follower. I'm just going to go off this, man. I honestly have been thinking all week about this, and I actually did a video on this on my podcast. Raheem Morris is 32-54 as a head coach.
Yeah.
I really wasn't optimistic about him to begin with, because this is a loser head coach. He is 22 games under 500. I don't understand where all the hype is coming from him. Maybe it was the Super Bowl teams, but he wasn't even the head coach of neither one of those teams. So my thing is, I think we're going through exactly who Raheem Morris is. The play management, the time management, things with Michael not being coached up with his footwork. He still have the same lousy footwork he had when he was coming out of college. It been times where I even thought Bijan was injured, because if it's just me, he don't have that same explosive spark that he had in the beginning of the year. So it was
well, to be fair, he had it in the first half last week, Vincent, and I appreciate the phone call. He definitely had it. But as soon as Penix went out, they just loaded the box and he had no chance. But I agree, the running game was awful until a couple of weeks ago. They went through an abysmal stretch there in the middle of the season, Vincent, to your point, where they were awful. But I actually thought Bijan Robinson looked about as good as he's looked this whole season. In the first half of that game, he had two touchdowns. He had about 100 yards. He was rolling. And then your quarterback goes down, and you got one person to stop. And it's Bijan Robinson, because Kirk can't get the ball to Drake. Our buddy Swede is up next. Swede, what are we thinking?
First of all, Arthur Blank is not Jerry Jones. He doesn't try to run the team that way.
Nope.
And bless him for that. He leaves it to people that he's felt that he selected can handle the job. As far as the players, you've got a great player core. You've got, illegal men downfield. You've got clock management. All that is coaching. And I have to say, it's got to be about coaching, and I think they need to clean that up. If it's not before the end of the season, certainly after that. Thanks, Chris. Oh, by the way, no cranberries for you for Thanksgiving. Yeah, love
thank
you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Swede. That's our longtime buddy, Swede, there. I agree with him on both fronts, by the way. Their players on this team are good enough, and Arthur Blank is not the issue. Again, I think Arthur Blank could use a good long look in the offseason at his inner circle and decide which of those people involved are making the football team better and which of those people involved may be complicating things. And it's up to him to make the decision of where to go from there. Same thing with the coaching staff. Who on this coaching staff is making this football team better and who right now is making more things complicated? And as the owner, he'll have final say in what goes down there. Caleb is up next. Caleb.
Hey, what's up, Turtle?
Yo.
So are you a Jets or a Giants fan?
Unfortunately, I grew up rooting for the Jets.
All right. So would you rather what you guys just did, like trading away the franchise, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if the Falcons could do that, would they be, should that be something they should consider? And I thank you for the phone call, Caleb. If that's where you were going with it, I would have to consider it. Listen, if you weren't paying attention at the trade deadline, the Jets traded their two best defenders in Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner, and they got back four first-round picks. I mean, talk about a haul and a team that doesn't have a quarterback, and you're the Falcons, and you're staring there looking like, man, like, as good as James Pierce Jr. is, if we're going to be picking top five, maybe you wanted to at least get a look at what some of these quarterbacks are going to be. But we'll talk about that later in the week. But, yes, Caleb, unfortunately, I grew up rooting for the Jets, who right now are keeping company with the Falcons, and that's really unfortunate to say. Chip is up next. Chip.
Yeah, TC, I'm going to try to be short and brief. I like all the personnel we pretty much have on the team, the talent. I like it. I really do like it. I think it boiled down to coaching, of course. We knew that Raheem really didn't have a good track record at coaching, and it's showing. And for the most part, man, our team has been real close, and they're a young team. And when you got a young team, you really need a true vocal leader to keep them coached up. We just losing these games, basically, to me, by just having a solid coach that's getting in people's face and making them accountable. And, you know, I go back to when you 3rd and 21, somebody got to call a timeout and say, hey, look, we got them. Let's stop them. I enjoy your guys' show. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, Daniel Jones picks up. Go back to the Indy game. You're 3rd and 21. He gets 20 on a scramble. That's the season, though, right? That's the season, unfortunately. Alexander, finish us off. Alexander.
Hey, what's going on, Turtle, man? Yo, I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's a lot of things I want to get to, but let me go ahead and just get to the nitty-gritty. It is coaching, but I know, you know, Falcons ran Mike Shanahan out of here, but he was your golden ticket. I know he lost y'all the Super Bowl, but that was the person – that y'all needed. I mean, Mike Shanahan. He was y'all's future coach.
Yeah, Kyle
Shanahan. He was the guy because he's a top five mind in the NFL offensively, and you don't find those in the NFL. Even though he didn't run the ball in that situation, sometimes we can't let the fans, and I'm a fan too. We can't let the fans influence decisions that much. As a stable organization, you still got to look at the field and look what you had. Y'all had Kyle. Y'all had Arthur. Y'all had Dan. Y'all had Vrabel.
No, listen, and Alexander, I just got to run because we're up against the clock here. Got to throw it to the Hawks pregame, but I appreciate your point. Listen, man, you said stable organization. Unfortunately, the Atlanta Falcons right now are not stable. They're about to go 8 years without making the playoffs, barring an unforeseen miracle, Alexander. And, yeah, Kyle Shanahan, great, but we can't go – guys, revisionist history, all it does is cause more pain. That's the last thing this franchise needs to do right now. All right, got the full 4 hours tomorrow. Take plenty more of your phone calls. We'll talk about Michael Penix Jr. and a whole lot more. Let's go Hawks. Chris Thomas tonight.